All right, up next, we'll move along to UCLA coach Jim Moore. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Cal Bonagari, ESPN.com.
Yeah, Jim, where has Coach Tuiasosopo made the biggest impact in that quarterback room?
How did he?
Well, yeah, where has he made the biggest impact, in what way?
Oh, okay, Kyle, I'm sorry. Well, you know, just the success that he had playing the game and the success that he's had coaching the game, being able to transfer that knowledge over to our players. He's a great communicator, has a lot of energy, and he's an expert.
Great. Thanks.
Sure thing.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Nugent with LA Daily News.
Hi, Coach Moore. I wanted to ask you about the NFL draft. I know you have plenty of guys up for the draft this week, and you had a lot of guys leave early. So what do you think that says about where the program is right now to have so many guys leave early?
Well, it's kind of a new phenomenon, all these guys, you know, three and out, and it's a little bit new for us, obviously, but we have six guys that are, you know, entering the draft that are three-year guys. So I think it says we're drafting some pretty good players. I'm sorry, recruiting some pretty good players, and they're developing into guys that are capable of going and playing in the NFL. And, you know, it sounds like all of them are going to get drafted. So it's exciting for them. It's exciting for us, and we're just really hopeful that it all works out for them.
And do you think, or what kind of effect do you think that has on potential recruits coming in to see that a lot of these players have developed enough to the point where they can make the jump a year early?
Well, I think that, you know, just every recruit that comes in has that dream of playing in the NFL. I don't know that all of them dream about going, you know, after 3 years of college, but I think it says a lot about the way that you know, the quality of athlete that we do recruit, and I think the quality of coaching and the way they are developed, because these guys are ready to play. You know, Caleb's ready to go, and Miles is ready to go, and Alex is ready to go, and Paul's ready to go, so Kenny's ready to go. So I think it's it says a lot about the individual, and I think it says a lot about the program.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, take care.
And your next question comes from the line of Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network. Yogi, your line is open.
Oh, sorry, Coach. Ishmael Adams, curious what you thought about his growth at the wide receiver position and your excitement level about him coming into the fall.
He was very, very fun to watch this spring, just the progress that he made from the first practice to the end of spring. You know, he's an electric guy when he has the ball in his hands. We've seen him, you know, do some special things as a punt returner, and we've seen him at a kickoff returner, and we've seen him do some special things after interceptions. And now to be able to give him the ball, you know, where we want, when we want, and let him go do it is going to be fun to watch. He really developed as a route runner. You know, that's not easy. It's an art. There's an art to running routes. And I was really excited to see the development that he made as a route runner.
Did you see him really lean into the position with that new change and just itching for any piece of tape or something new to study about the route runner?
Yeah, he's a gym rat. He loves football, and he loves to study the game, and he was always up in the offices, you know, bending Coach Yarber's ear and trying to find new things he could look at and look and study to enhance his game. And it's always fun to be around guys like that, guys that are always searching for a better way to do it.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, Yogi.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Yogi swiped my question, but I'll follow it up on Ishmael. You guys were so silly with defensive backs that, you know, you could move him over and not really worry about it. Were there any other defensive backs that you considered making the move over, and why was Ish the logical choice?
Not yet. I mean, there's others I think that have the potential, but they really need to settle into a particular position. Ish was a guy that's been here for 5 years, and he really understands our system well. And he, you know, for him to go back and play defensive back would be an easy transition. But just his maturity, his hunger to be great, like I said, just the electric way that he plays the game when he has the ball in his hands, he seemed like the natural guy. But there's others, but there's no plans right now to switch anybody.
And then is that still on the table for Ish if needed, that he could go back to defensive back?
If needed.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's ever off the table, but it's not, it's not something that we're looking at this time, but it's certainly something that we'll consider. I mean, we want to always make sure we have the best players out there, but Ish looks like he's going to be such a threat offensively, you don't want to overload him too much.
Gotcha. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kingston, Athlone Sports.
Coach, with Josh last season coming in as a true freshman, being able to win the job and play as well as he did, for somebody in a position with as much responsibility as he had to do that as a teenager with guys who've been in the program 3 and 4 years, what sort of mental makeup does that take for a true freshman to take the reins the way that he did?
Well, I think it takes someone that's kind of got some special gifts, not only athletically, but emotionally and mentally able to, as you said, handle that pressure, playing in a major media market like Los Angeles and at a school like UCLA and a venue like the Rose Bowl against great talent every week in and week out. Someone that has a calm about him and a self-confidence and understands how to prepare. And Josh has all of those things. He's very well-rounded as a football player and very well-rounded as a human being.
And do you think being able to play as a freshman as opposed to redshirting has helped him progress at all for this next season?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, playing the game is where you make your biggest jumps in terms of the improvement at any position, I believe. Practice is great, and you're going to improve in practice, but when you get thrown into competition, that's where you see the largest, the biggest gains in terms of improvement.
Thank you.
Sure.
We've got time for one more question.
And your next question comes from the line of Bruce Feldman, Oxford.
Hey, Coach. I was wondering, you obviously spent a long time in the NFL and have seen the college game, and being in the Pac-12, you see a lot of different kinds of offense. What do you think, if at all, when we hear some of these criticisms from either the anonymous scouts or whoever it comes from as it relates to the draft, that some of the skepticism of what a college offense is maybe is overblown, as in terms of, how guys, what they do in the NFL, like pro style versus, spread or all this stuff. It seems like there's a lot of skepticism of it, anonymously at least.
Well, I think that the criticism comes from, those that are others than the decision makers. I mean, I was fortunate to spend a lot of time in the league, as you said, and evaluate a lot of players, and you very rarely did you look at system. You looked at talent, and you looked at, ability, and you looked at potential and size and speed and strength and ability to learn and make plays. You didn't necessarily look at system. I mean, a route is a route is a route is a route, whether you're running in a spread or a run and shoot or a wishbone or, a so-called pro style or whatever. It's a route. Cover three is cover three is cover three is cover three, whether it's 3-4 or 4-3 or whatever. So I think that NFL scouts and coaches in particular, I can speak more for coaches, look at the player and the ability level, not the system. Now, maybe as a quarterback, you look at the system, but if a guy can spin the ball, he can spin the ball, And these guys, these great ones, whether or not they took snaps from under center or not, they can get under center and drop back and throw the ball. I just believe they can. So I think that the people that say that are typically the pundits and the draft evaluators, not necessarily the decision makers, the NFL decision makers.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
All right, Jim, that'll do it today. Thanks. Appreciate your time. Hope you're feeling better, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll see you.